Hi, Steve with Auto Trim Design here. Are you still working your way down the old gift list? If you are, Auto Trim Design might be able to help. Every weekday from now until December 23rd, we'll be adding another sale item to our Christmas sale. Just follow us on our Facebook page or call the store at 456-8400 to see what's on our progressive sale. See us today and save some cash at Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
When the doctors and nurses at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital have a patient with hearing problems or ear-related health issues, you know who they call? The audiologists and ENT doctors at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. They don't call on the factory experts or the non-certified hearing aid salesmen. They count on the people who have the years of schooling and hands-on experience to solve these health-related issues. And if FMH trusts the experts and medical professionals at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center, shouldn't you? Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
The voice of the Golden Heart City. We are KFAR Radio.
Well, this is the theme music for Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner. That's Ragtime Cowboy Joe. And I will keep that theme song here until someday I finish the program, because I like that theme song, and I have had others tell me that they enjoy it also. It's been a catchy tune that's been around since the early 1900s. A lot of people have sung it with a lot of different lyrics, and it's a very good song. I really enjoy it, so thank you for enjoying it with me. I was talking about buying guns at Frontier Outfitters for gifts. You might want to buy one for yourself. But I have to tell you that Ruger is back in the pistol business. They're making revolvers again now. You see, they stopped making revolvers when they went to making military rifles many years ago when Clinton was in the presidency. And now they've gone back to making guns. They're now making revolvers. They've come out with a King Cobra, first in a 2-inch, and then they came out with a 3-inch, and now they've come out with a 4-inch with adjustable sights. And I have handled it, and I have dry-fired it, and it's a very good quality gun, I believe. It's not the quality of a Colt Python, but it's a pretty good gun. Colt is now making the King Cobra in the 2-inch, the 3-inch, and the 4-inch. And the 4-inch is a very good quality gun. I have handled it. I have shot it. That Colt King Cobra 4-inch revolver is very good. It's very pricey. All of your handguns are getting very pricey today. They're all getting up there right up around $1,000. But they're good quality, and it takes a lot of hand gunsmithing in order to make a good quality action in a handgun. And so it takes a lot of time, and so it takes a lot of money. And so you're going to pay a good price for it. So if you're going to pay a good price, you might as well buy a good gun. Ruger is still making good revolvers, the GP100 and the SP101. Smith & Wesson is making good revolvers. I like that Smith & Wesson 686. That's a good gun I've used a lot. And now Ruger is up there. Taurus also makes a good gun. They're still making their 4-inch revolver, and it's very good quality. They've come up a lot in quality. I like the Taurus guns. I've used them in class an awful lot. The Taurus Tracker is the 4-inch 357 Magnum, and I use the 38 Specials for training. But I did want to talk also about Ruger, because I got a story from a local gun nut that I know. He's very knowledgeable about firearms, extremely so. He's a little shy. I never can get him to come on the radio with me, but and I won't name him. But he told me a story. He told me he bought a Ruger LCR. That's the small 2-inch concealable gun that Ruger came out with, the LCR, and it doesn't have a hammer spur. That's the first one of that type that they put on the market. Very good quality little gun. and kind of handy for concealed carry. But my problem with it is it doesn't have a hammer spur. And they soon realized this. You need a hammer spur if you want to cock the gun and get more accuracy. And you do want, at times, more accuracy. And if you cock the gun, you have a very light trigger touch, and you can make a very accurate shot. And so Ruger then quickly came out with the LCRX. There's a little X after the LCR, and that indicates that the gun has a hammer spur, and you can cock it and fire it in single action mode. And of the two, I prefer the LCRX because that gives me the choice of shooting it single action or double action. Double action is only for very quick and very close. Single action is if you need accuracy. If you get any distance at all, you want to be accurate. And so LCRX is the one for me. But he bought an LCR. He probably also bought an LCRX, but I'm talking about his LCR. He lost his LCR. What he did was he dropped it in the snow out in front of his house. Now, I'm not going to go into how that happened, but he dropped his LCR fully loaded in the snow out in front of his house, actually on the walk. And it snowed. There was snow there, and then it snowed. And so when he discovered he had lost his gun, he searched, and he could not find that LCR. So he stopped looking and thought, well, I'll report it as a lost gun, which he did. But then he was out snow blowing. He has a power snow blower, and he was snow blowing his walk when he ran into the gun with the snow blower and damaged it severely. He said he did a tremendous amount of damage. The grips were knocked off, and it really took a beating in that snow blower. So now he had his gun back, but he had reported it to the NRA insurance as a lost gun and was hoping to collect on it. But he decided to call Ruger, which he did, and he asked Ruger if they thought they could repair the gun. And they said, send it to us and we'll decide. And he asked them to tell him if they could repair it, and if so, how much it would cost. The insurance company wanted to know how much it might cost to repair the gun or replace the gun. Sometimes they'll do that. Now, Ruger doesn't have a guaranteed repair or replacement like Taurus does, but they usually will do it. They just don't advertise it. So in this case, he sent the gun to Ruger and asked them if they could fix it and how much it would cost. Well, they contacted him and said, we've already fixed your gun. It's like new, and we have sent it to you. It should be there tomorrow or the next day. Well, Dave was delighted, and when he got his gun, it was in brand new condition, had been completely restored, and was perfectly fine. And he asked them the price, and they said, no charge. We do that for you free. And so Dave was able to call the insurance company and tell them that there was no insurance claim because Ruger had taken care of the problem. And I think that says a lot about Ruger and the company that Bill Ruger started. Well, that's enough on that story. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Good morning, Joe. This is Grant Lewis.
Good morning, Grant. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got a problem, and hopefully one of your listeners was a winner of a door prize at our meeting last Tuesday. I ended up giving the wrong door prize away. I'm trying to find out who it was I gave it to so I can trade them for what turns out to be a better prize anyway, and get the wrong one back again. If anybody knows who the winner was, please have them give me a call at 488-2884.
488-2884. And correct. Do you know the name of this person?
I do not. I'm going through the list right now trying to call everybody because I didn't write it down when I gave it to them.
Ah, the old paperwork.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope that helps, and I hope it can. Somebody who was there must know who won that gun. What was the gift you gave away?
It was a disc, a copy of the disc of the program that was presented last Tuesday.
I see.
Unfortunately, I gave away the master copy instead of the copy that actually has more stuff on it.
Okay, so you're trying to swap copies.
Right.
Okay, do you know if there's a junior competition coming up this weekend?
The JORC is coming up this weekend, Junior Olympic Rifle Competition, I believe is what it stands for.
Where will that be?
That's up at the university.
At the university this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Is that both Saturday and Sunday?
I think maybe it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, they usually are.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a Junior Olympic Shooting Champion, Rifle Championship at the university for the young. And this is statewide, isn't it?
I believe it is, yeah. I'm not sure if Anchorage sometimes has the air rifle portion down there, and I'm not sure 100% whether they're having it up here, the whole works this time, or they're splitting it between here and Anchorage.
That's okay. We're just talking about what is going to take place here
this
weekend, and there will be some junior shooting at the university this weekend,
sure.
Probably at least Friday and Saturday, if not on Sunday. Well, I hope that helps you with your problem, Grant. Call anytime with a problem, and thank you for your information.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Bye, Grant.
Bye now.
Oh, so if you want to watch the youngsters shoot, go on up to the university. You could call the rifle coach and find out what the hours of shooting are if you want to. I think the number of the rifle coach at the university is 474-6811. Now, it might be 6810. I'm never really sure, but I think it's 6811, but give it a try. If you dial 6810, you'll just get a guy who used to be the coach up there, if you have the wrong number. But Lane can tell you when they're going to shoot, and you can go there and watch them. They have earplugs for you if they're shooting 22 caliber. You won't need the earplugs if they're shooting air rifle. But it is a competition that the high school teams have each year, junior competitions, and many of our local shooters will be competing in this rifle match this weekend at the Patty building. Let's see, I was talking about Dave, and I hope I made the point that Ruger, a company started by Bill Ruger and currently, I still believe, run by his son, is still the same good quality company they always were, and they're still putting out excellent guns. Now they're making the GP100 in a match champion model. Very nice gun. I did buy one. They're very expensive, but they're a very fine gun. You won't need to replace that in your lifetime if you like it. A very good gun. Let's see if we can take another call before the break. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Good morning, Joe. Just in passing, since you're talking about Ruger, I had occasion last week to run into a fellow at the indoor range that was running a Ruger GP100 in 44 Special, and boy, was it nice.
Really?
Oh, it appeared to have had a fiber optic front sight, and it also appeared to have either Hogue monogrips or a copy thereof, and it really was a fine revolver.
Excellent. Well, that's wonderful. That's what I would expect from Ruger. It's nice to know that's out there. That gun is a lot more comfortable to shoot than the full magnums.
Yes. All right. Have a good day, Joe.
Thanks very much for that call. I appreciate that information, and the listeners will appreciate that information as well. Okay, well, I hear the music coming up, which means Troy is telling me it's time for the half-hour break, so I've got to leave you for a while, but I'm here for your phone calls at 458-8255, and we're looking forward to a wonderful Christmas for you. I'll be right back.
We are KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Members of the House Judiciary Committee continue battling as the panel drafts articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
This must be the time when we rise and sacrifice so that the wheels of justice turn toward right.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan accusing Democrats of trying to undo the last presidential election.
The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people.
An impeachment vote by the House is expected next week. President Trump today discussing a trade agreement with China shortly after tweeting that a deal is close.
We won't talk about China because we're working a deal with China.
If no deal is reached by next week, another round of increased tariffs will be placed on Chinese imports. 10 former NFL players facing federal charges accused of defrauding the league's health care program designed to reimburse out-of-pocket expenses. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A preliminary report says an ambulance airplane flying from Anchorage to Seward circled for no apparent reason before crashing into a mountain on the Kenai Peninsula last month. The Security Aviation flight crashed on November 29th, killing a pilot, paramedic, and nurse. The NTSB preliminary report confirmed that two companies declined the flight. The company that provided the medical team, Medevac Alaska, was not notified that the other flight companies had rejected the flight that day. Five Alaska Native communities and entities are receiving federal grants totaling more than $16.5 million for housing construction and rehabilitation. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development funds announced this week are part of nearly $200 million in grants awarded across the country to 52 Native American tribes and tribal housing entities. And finally, a Bethel Elementary School principal was arrested Tuesday night by the FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force, Bethel Police Department, and Alaska State Troopers. Formal charges against Principal Christopher Carmichael of Gladys Jung Elementary School will be filed on Wednesday or Thursday. Officials did not immediately provide details about the charges or Carmichael's arrest.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hi, Steve with Auto Trim Design here. Are you still working your way down the old gift list? If you are, Auto Trim Design might be able to help. Every weekday from now until December 23rd, we'll be adding another sale item to our Christmas sale. Just follow us on our Facebook page or call the store at 456-8400 to see what's on our progressive sale. See us today and save some cash at Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Make the Christmas dreams of the outdoor lover on your list come true with some help from the outdoor store, Frontier Outfitters. Frontier outfits for success. Fish, hunt, camp, and hike with Alaskan-proven clothing and equipment. Guns, knives, camping gear, GPS, and more. Find the perfect gift in one easy stop. And when you give a Frontier Outfitters gift card, you can use it at Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. Your holiday shopping just got easier.
When you know the person who works on your car or truck, that's worth something. It gives a level of confidence that's hard to come by. That's Rogers Auto Repair. Family-owned and operated, Rogers is your complete automotive repair shop. Tune-ups, winterizing, even engine and transmission rebuilds are all done right in their shop on Dale Road near the airport. So call the folks with experience and a sound reputation. Call Rogers Auto Repair. You'll be their next satisfied customer. Call 479-6665. Rogers Auto Repair.
We are the heartbeat of Alaska. We are KFAR Radio.
Well, we're back. Here I am, Joe Nava, on Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner, ready for the last half hour of today's program, the 12th day of December 2019, coming up on Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But I just wanted to re-mention that sale over at Auto Trim Design. They're one of my sponsors, and they're having a sale of all kinds of stuff. I'm not sure what, but they sell a lot of stuff for your car or truck or vehicle, and you want to get over there. Also, you heard an ad from Rogers Auto. Now, there's no reason why you can't give a gift certificate to Rogers Auto if somebody's got a vehicle and they take it over there for repair or replacement or something, any repair. They could use a gift certificate at Rogers Auto, I'm sure. That would be a good thing to give somebody for Christmas, somebody who owns a car. And the other sponsor is Arctic RV and Trailer. You could go over there and shop. They have a store with everything you need in it for your RV. I do my buying over there to service my family RV. So those are my sponsors. Go and take a look at what they have for Christmas. And remember, when you do shop for Christmas, it's always a good idea to give a gift certificate. I did want to mention my book. I have mentioned it a lot. And the reason I mention it now is I want to sell some before Christmas. So I want to encourage you to buy and give a copy of my autobiography for Christmas. And I would particularly like you to give it to a youngster. If you can give it to a young shooter, that would be good, because the book is intended to be inspiring, and it will inspire people, particularly young people, but also all people, to achieve more in their life, in what they want to achieve. And that's the theme of the whole book, and there's a lot in the book about shooting. All my simple wisdom on shooting is in there, what I've learned from being a firearms instructor for 56 years and National Rifle Association firearms instructor. And so the book is only $20. It's a reasonable priced gift. And there are a few places around town you can buy it. You can buy it at Frontier Outfitters. Go to the gun counter in the back, and you should see a stack of them on the counter. You can buy them there. You can buy them at Knapp's Cutlery Shop. They're behind Century Hardware off of the airport road. It's the Phillips Field Road. Phillips Field used to be an airport. That was the name of the airport. Phillips Field was the name of the airport. I flew off of that airport many times when I worked for Fish and Game back in the early 60s. And we flew a lot in interior and northern Alaska from there. We parked our Super Cubs and other airplanes there at Phillips Field. But when they decided to extend the highway, they took over Phillips Field and made it into a highway. You can still see one or two of the old hangars on your right as you're headed west on the super highway. And there are other businesses in those hangars now. But the airport is gone. Other airports are being used. But on Phillips Field Road is Samson's Hardware. And a block down behind Samson's Hardware is Knapp's Cutlery Store. He makes all kinds of cutlery and other beautiful images out of Alaskan materials. He's a very clever craftsman. And so Mark and Angel run that shop, and you can buy my book there. The other place you can buy the book is at Alaska Ammo. That's in the Bentley Mall Annex out by College Road. They're selling the book there. That's a store where they sell ammunition and guns. They started as an ammo store, and then they added the guns. And they have kindly agreed to sell the book. And when the books, these books are sold from a store like that, most of the money for the sale goes to the Rifle Team Scholarship Fund at the university. A small part of it goes to the store. None of it goes to me or the other co-author, Laura Berkowitz. Thank you, Laura, for helping me write that book. I couldn't have done it without you. So you can buy the book at any of those stores, and if you want to, buy the book and then call me. Call me at 479-2340, and I will arrange to sign the book to you or anybody you'd like, because if you'd like to give some away for Christmas, I just had a very nice fellow stop in. He called me and said he would like to buy some books to give for friends at Christmas. And I was delighted, because I'm trying to raise more money for the scholarship funds for the university. So he came by and bought a book for himself, and then he bought 12 books for his friends. Well, that may sound like a major outlay, but it's only $20 a person. And I signed those books for him so that he could give them to his friends at Christmas. And that's what I'm urging you to do now. Think about giving one of these books or more to your friends or people who you think could utilize them for Christmas. It's supposed to be an inspiring book, and not only does it have a section on shooting tips, it also has a section on bear safety. I've been teaching bear safety in this community and all over Alaska for the last 50 years, and I've taught thousands of people how to avoid being injured by a bear when they're out in the wilds of Alaska or even on the city trails in Anchorage. And I've never yet had a student come back and tell me that they were mauled or killed by a bear. So what I teach must work, and I've written it in the book. I've written all my tips on bear safety in the book. There are lots of books on bear safety, but I've tried to boil this down over the past 50 years with all the knowledge that I've collected from myself and other people, and I've put it in the book to try and keep you safe when you're out in bear territory. I don't want you or the bear to get injured. I want you to come home safely. And you'll see the picture on the front of my book is me with a black bear that I killed over on the upper Kantishna. It was a black bear that came to my door, my cabin door, and you can read the story of that bear in the book. It's there, everything the way that it happened. I have killed several bears in my life, most of them black bears. But I only had to kill that one for self-defense. I've never had to kill another one. I've been charged by bears. I've run into a lot of bears in my time, grizzlies with cubs. I've had a lot of experiences with bears. But the only one I ever had to kill for self-defense, I could say, was the one at my cabin door. But I didn't say I killed it for self-defense. It was very close, so close the muzzle of my gun was about 2 inches from the bear's forehead when I fired. He was that close coming through my door. But I did not say I shot that bear for self-defense. I had a hunting license in my pocket, and I said I was hunting black bear, and I shot that black bear at my cabin while I was hunting black bear. And so I was able to eat that black bear. I was able to keep his pelt. It was very nice. He had a beautiful big pelt, and I had that pelt tanned, and I hung it on my bedroom wall, and I enjoyed that pelt for many years, actually about two. I enjoyed that pelt for about 2 years because then my house burned down and I lost the pelt along with everything else. And I never have tried to replace that pelt. It was beautiful and it was really not replaceable. And I'm not hunting. I'm not out there hunting bears anymore. And I rarely get to my cabin on the Kantishna anymore. I used to trap there every year. I'd do my fishing there. I'd catch some ducks there, and I would also pick my cranberries there every year. I had wonderful times out there canoeing around the lake and looking at all the otters and the swans and the muskrat and the beaver and everything else that lives out there, the wolves, the moose, the fox, the lynx. It's a wonderful trapping area, but I don't trap out there anymore. I have leased my trap line to another trapper, and he is living out there in my cabin and trapping in my trap line around the lake. And I wish him lots of luck this winter, as well as he has in past winters. His name is Jim, and I wish you luck, Jim. I don't know that he's listening. But that's all to say that I wish you would buy the book, buy as many as you can, and give them for Christmas, because I want to support the University Rifle Team Scholarship Fund, and this is the way I'm doing it now. I put up about, I would guess, $10,000, and probably so did Laura put up at least that much so that we could get this book produced, and now all sales of the book profit go to the Rifle Team Scholarship Fund. None of it goes to Laura or to me. And I thank that generous lady for what she has done for this book. Well, I hear the music, and that's Troy telling me that we have one more commercial to go before we go to the last segment. I'll be here for the next 15 minutes, and we'll talk a little bit about Christmas, but I'll be right back. You can call in after the break at 4588255. I'll be right back.
Back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a pretty good horse. The syncopated gait and that was such a funny meeting.
You've got it on Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner.
Hi, Steve with Auto Trim Design here. Are you still working your way down the old gift list? If you are, Auto Trim Design might be able to help. Every weekday from now until December 23rd, we'll be adding another sale item to our Christmas sale. Just follow us on our Facebook page or call the store at 456-8400 to see what's on our progressive sale. See us today and save some cash at Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Getting out to play in Alaska is a year-round activity. So before you leave home, make sure your trailer is ready to roll. Wheel bearings to wiring and lights. Have it serviced at Arctic RV. Motorhomes, toy haulers, campers, body work to appliances. See their huge selection of RV parts as well. Alaska plays rough. Make sure you and your RV are ready for it with Arctic RV. Book your appointment now. Rough it in style. Arctic RV, 30th and Pegger.
Get ready for winter with your Snowway snowplow. Stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Snowway's wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer near the airport on Dale Road, or call 479-6665.
KFAR, the heartbeat of Alaska, now in full stereo at 97.5 FM, and of course, still at 660 AM. KFAR, weather.
Your weather forecast for this Thursday calls for mostly clear skies. Highs today around 10 above, highs of 20 or more in the hills. Clear tonight, lows around 5 above, some clouds coming in tomorrow, 10 above again. Friday night, lows around 0, a little cooler on the weekend. We see highs of 5 to 10 above, lows probably going to be around 0, and towards next week, highs of 5, lows of minus 5. Normal is 5, normal low is minus 12. So bundle up and stay warm.
Happy 80th birthday to KFAR Radio.
Well, there's the theme song, and you heard the announcement, happy 80th birthday to KFAR. And I haven't been around Fairbanks that long, but I did come to Fairbanks from Tok the year that Problem Corner was started, and I like the music of Problem Corner. It's still the same, and I thank the host of Problem Corner for keeping that theme song. There have been past hosts who wanted to change it into something more modern and unrecognizable, but I still like the old theme song, and I'm sure everybody else who's been here as long as I have likes it also. Thank you, David, for keeping that theme song on Problem Corner. Well, I've been around Fairbanks now for about 60 years and enjoyed it very much. And I always enjoy Christmas here in Fairbanks. My family traditions have grown up here. I raised my 5 children here. And one of our family traditions is to always go look at the Christmas lights just around Christmas. And we drive all over town, all of the subdivisions, the houses up on the hills. We pile everybody into the car, and we just go for a ride looking at the beautiful lights that people put on their homes. There are some fantastic ones. They're really artistic, beautiful, a little expensive, but that helps GVEA. They sell the electricity. But it's really worth looking. You can talk about each one. You can figure out what you would like to do to your own home, get better ideas of how you would like to decorate your own home outside, and then look around at other people's houses inside. You do want to decorate your house inside for Christmas. Hopefully you'll have a tree, and hopefully you will cut the tree yourself. That's the way to celebrate Christmas. Don't go down to the store and plunk down money and take home a long dead tree. Take your family out in the woods and have a project of selecting a good tree, cutting it down, carrying it home, and then trimming it to size, and drying it a little, and then putting it in a stand to hold it up, and put it wherever you want it in your house, and then you get to decorate it. And of course, you can go down and buy the decorations like you could have bought the tree, but you can also make your own decorations and come up with your own ideas. Let the kids help. Let them draw stars on a piece of paper, color them, cut them out, hang them on the tree. Anything is possible. Let them use their own imagination. But put up a tree. It's a family tree. Let the family trim it. Don't let mom and dad do everything. Let the kids get involved. And if the cat knocks the tree over, you can put it back up again. It's not that big a deal. But I raised 5 children, and I still have 2 of them, maybe 3, but at least 2 that still go out and cut their own tree every Christmas. And they bring it home, dry it in the garage, and then let it dry out, and then put it up in the house and trim it, as well as trimming their house. One of my daughters even comes over here and trims the outside of my house for me. She does such a good job, I let her do it. She's very good to me. All my kids are very good to me, and most of them live right here in Fairbanks. I have a daughter in North Pole. I have 2 daughters and a son living now here in Fairbanks, and I have a daughter who moved to Texas, and they all take good care of me. But about Christmas, if you have any comments about Christmas, the number is 458-8255, or if you have any stories about Christmas that you'd like to relay, or you could call me at home and we could talk about longer stories if you want. That's 479. Oh, my phone number is 479-2340. If you have a long story you want to talk about, you can call me there. But don't call me on a Thursday. I'm busy with my radio program and my book selling on Thursday, but I'm available any other time that I'm home to talk. But if you want to tell any stories, a short story about Christmas, I've told stories about my past Christmases. You tend to remember the Christmases when you were young. You remember what you got for Christmas. Sometimes it was just what you wanted, and sometimes it wasn't much. I was raised quite poor, and sometimes my Christmas present was school clothes, a new pair of school pants, or maybe a new pair of shoes because I had worn the soles out of my current shoes and I had cardboard inside my shoes. And sometimes it was what I wanted, like the year I got a BB gun. I really wanted a BB gun, a little Red Ryder lever-action BB gun, so I could go out there and harass all the wild game in my neighborhood, which wasn't much. And my mother told me not to shoot at any animals or birds with my BB gun. And I didn't. I shot mostly at tin cans. And then later on, I told you that I got a .22 rifle for Christmas on my 12th birthday. And I never did shoot anybody with my .22 rifle. I'm not sure why not, because no one gave me gun safety lessons. I think my father said, don't shoot anybody. And I think that was all the gun safety lessons I ever got. But anyway, I didn't shoot anybody with my .22 rifle, but my buddy got one for Christmas when he was 12, and he shot me through the leg, and I've told you that story. It healed up okay, no serious damage in the long run, because it went clear through, and it was a great experience, but nobody had taught my buddy Bill any gun safety either. So my caution to you this Christmas is, it's okay to give a gun to a youngster for Christmas. And you can do that. But You have to buy the gun for yourself at the store. Don't say, I want to buy a gun for my son. No, or my daughter. Say, I want to buy a gun for myself. And you must buy the gun for yourself. And you must mark the paperwork saying, I am buying this gun for myself. After you buy the gun for yourself, you can do whatever you want with it. You can give it to your youngster. That's okay. But you can't buy it for your youngster. You can only buy it for yourself. That's the federal law. But here's the important part. If you're going to give a gun to a youngster for Christmas, you must also give your youngster official gun safety classes. Pick out a gun class. There are gun classes advertised for youngsters over at the Fish and Game Range on College Road, and they're all listed on the Fish and Game website. It's a sportsman's club website based at the Fish and Game, and the website is AIMCOM. That's AIMCOMM.org. And if you go there, you'll find a listing of all the classes that they teach. They teach for youngsters and adults. They teach family lessons. They have regular scheduled competitions as well. But they have wonderful gun safety classes there, as well as accuracy. Because what they teach is gun safety, gun accuracy, and gun responsibility. And it's a wonderful place to learn. So that's an important part of giving the gift of a gun for Christmas. You must also give a gun safety class so that the youngster gets started out right and doesn't have a bad experience like shooting his buddy through the leg. But I want to emphasize that these classes are for adults as well. They also teach the concealed carry class at least monthly, depending on the demand. And they teach right there at the Fish and Game Range on College Road. It's a wonderful program. They have good instructors, and they have classes scheduled to make new NRA-certified instructors. Because the one thing we need in this community is more firearms instructors. If you're going to teach people to be safe and accurate with guns, you need two things. You need a place to shoot. That's a shooting range. And you need an instructor, a qualified instructor, a certified instructor, to teach you how to shoot safely, accurately, and responsibly. If you have those two things available, you can have a good shooting program because there are lots of students out there. There are lots of youngsters and adults who want to learn to be safe, responsible, and accurate with their guns. All you have to do is start the program with a place to shoot and an instructor, and hopefully a modest cost. Most instructors are teaching as volunteers. They don't make money at it. I instructed for 56 years. I never made a dime of profit. I never charged more than what the class cost. I wasn't in it to make money. It started out as a hobby and then wound up as a 30-year job after I retired from the university, but not to make profit. I get my retirement check from the university. I don't need profit from teaching. And what I'm saying is most of your good instructors are doing this because they love to do it. They like the rewards, the thank yous, and seeing the youngsters and people be safe with their guns. And so they're not doing it for the money, and they're usually charging a very low amount. So if you do buy someone a gun for Christmas, be sure and give them a gun safety class as well. And I'll start you off with this rule number one. Always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. And a safe direction is away from any person. If you will do that, you will never hurt anybody with your gun. This is Joe Nava signing off. I will see you next week. We will talk more about Christmas. Think up your stories. And this is Joe Nava, Shooter's Corner, signing off.
Back and forward in the saddle on a horse. Daddy syncopated, gaily, they're such a funny meter to the roar of his repeat of how they run. When they hear the fellas gonna...
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks.